In our Christmas Eve scripture reading, the apostle called Christians of all times to say, rejoice in the Lord. I like that translation. Rejoice in the Lord. Paul knew very little peace in his own life and suffered in many different ways. We know his story, hardships, shipwrecks, beatings, imprisonment. Yet he still reminds us all that it is possible to possess an inner joy that will provide hope and love and encouragement during the darkest night, during the toughest times. And I believe that is the truest meaning of Christmas. There is good news. Good news to be celebrated at last. The birth of Jesus is good news. The best for us of all good news. In the birth of Jesus, we discover what God is really like. And it also tells us and demonstrates to us what we are like. And it tells us what our lives and future could be like. The real reason for this season is all we need to know to live by. It is all we need to know to die by. Many of us have been there. We've seen that. Beloved members of our church, the years gone by, well, I've stood by several deathbeds. And I've seen joy. Joy in Christ. Joy in faith. Joy in not being alone. That passes all understanding. Neither life nor death can take that joy away. Joy is that deep settled confidence that God is present in every area of my life. Joy is the most infallible sign of the presence of God in your life and in mine. Just listen to what Mother Teresa wrote. She said, we have it in our power to be in and with God right now. To be happy at this very moment. And being happy with Him now means, listen to Mother Teresa, loving as He loves, helping as He helps, giving as He gives, serving as He serves, rescuing as He rescues. Being with God for all the 24 hours. Touching Him in His distressing disguise. I took some time off at this point. What did Mother Teresa really mean when she said, touching God in her work in the slums of Calcutta, touching God in His distressing disguise. When that becomes clear, the light breaks through. So this is our message in a world of despair. It is amazing how the glow of a tiny candle can light an entire room. Light enough candles and we can set the entire world aglow. Every lighted candle, every Christmas hymn tell us that we have a living Savior born long ago to give us, to bring us joy. Yes, we live in a world of darkness. And for us, Christ is the light of our world. And we are to let His light shine through us, also through our witness, going out in our lives from this church, and we pray from every church out there. Indeed, let us then celebrate the true light that has come into the world. We see the beauty around us. We heard the music. And now all we need to hear is deep inside ourselves that small little voice, joy, joy, joy to the world. Jesus Christ is born. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me and tells me I'm his own. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. You ask me how I know he lives? I know. He lives within my heart. Amen.